Letter over here in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 4. This is letter number 1066. And this is dated Chav Zayin Sivan Baruch Hashem, the 27th day of Sivan, Tejdal Brooklyn, Shalom Ubracha. This is a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe says, I hope that when you're not able, God forbid, you're not able to walk to shul, you can't go to shul, but still you are keeping up your schedule of studies, Torah study, while you're at home. That itself is also, that's an advice, and it's also a good omen to help that you should, as quickly as possible, be able to go to shul, and then you will be able to teach your classes publicly. I guess he wrote to the Rebbe that he cannot give those classes. The Rebbe says to continue doing it privately. I'm sure you know of the Hasidic custom that the Baal Shem Tov had introduced, that you must serve God with joy. Through that, you can accomplish more than on the other side, because joy breaks through boundaries. And when the joy is as Hashem wants, is what is the joy? Is love of Hashem, love of the Torah, love of a Jew. So then, when you have that joy, so then Hashem gives from His open, full, open, holy, and wide hand. That it should be, that you should have what to be happy with. So not only you're happy with Hashem's will, and then God gives you, basically also the physical, that's the vehicle, that's the channel, in order to get all the blessings. I hope that for good news from you, that your health improved, and that you can continue to go to shul as your custom is. I will conclude with a blessing for long days, good years, which the meaning of it is double. First of all, simply, long life, good years. Lange gesunte Jahre, meaning long, healthy years. But to add it to these, that these should be fully good, filled with good, with good. Good, what is good? Good is Torah mitzvahs. Should be Torah mitzvahs and with blessings.